I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Goodluck Jonathan has been referred to as Nigeria's accidental president. He was a low-profile vice president until his predecessor became ill and was unable to perform his duties. President Umaru Yar'Adua died in May, and Goodluck Jonathan officially became president then. Now Jonathan wants to get elected in his own right. He announced on Facebook that he will be a candidate in the presidential election scheduled for January. The BBC's Caroline Duffield is in Lagos, Nigeria. How unusual is it, Caroline, for a Nigerian politician to make an announcement of this magnitude on Facebook?
Well, it's certainly the first time any sitting president has declared that he's going to run for office on Facebook. I think really that's because Nigeria's political elite have come to the world of Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, all the social networking sites. They've come to use these as political tools really rather late. And I think what Goodluck Jonathan's trying to do is to position himself as young, as different, as a breath of fresh air, as somebody who is really sincere about having some kind of discussion with the Nigerian people.
How old is he, by the way, and what has he done to be able to adopt the title of breath of fresh air?
Well, he's actually in his late 50s. What has he done to adopt the title of breath of fresh air is a good question. Goodluck Jonathan stepped into the former president's shoes almost by accident. Even though Jonathan was the elected vice president, a lot of people didn't like the idea of him coming into office. A lot of people were deeply opposed to him because he's from the south. And within that political party, there's an informal agreement that for two terms of office, the leader will come from the north, and for two terms, the leader will come from the south. And that's how they sort of rotate power. The fact that the former president was a northerner in his first term of office and his vice president was a southerner was a huge problem, and Goodluck Jonathan very nearly didn't enter office because of that, and he still has many political enemies today within his own party, within Nigeria, because of that. A lot of people today are still saying, no, we can't have a southerner running for president next time around because the next term in office belongs to the north.
Well, what's the reason behind rotating for the presidency between the north and south? I mean, why is the rotation of power even needed?
Nigeria is dramatically divided between different ethnic groups and between the north and between the south. The north is Muslim. It is by and large much poorer. In many ways, it considers itself to be the natural holder of power. The south is mostly Christian. And of course, Nigeria's massive oil reserves are in the south. And the reason why the politicians struggle for power is simply because of the nature of politics here. Whoever gets their hands on the levers of power in Nigeria gets to control Nigeria's vast oil wealth.
The BBC's Caroline Duffield in Lagos, Nigeria. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
By the way, in case you're wondering how Goodluck Jonathan got his name, his parents in the Niger Delta did as a lot of folks did and gave him the name of a quality they'd like him to possess, hence the names Promise, Beauty, and Purity. Guess they thought it was better for him to be good lucky than pure.